5 o'clock here in Arizona, 4 o'clock there, and it looks like sunny San Diego.
It's hot today.
It looks like it might be a little toasty. You don't have a long sleeve on or a sweater going with the...
It's about to happen.
The black collared shirt. Collared shirt 176 of the same color, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, this one is actually one of the older ones because you can kind of tell it's fading the black. And so I think I need to retire it now that I'm looking into the camera.
I got some off blacks in my...
When you say off black, that means that they just faded.
that's my version of that's a different. It's not a faded. It's an actual color.
That is off black. A great way when someone says, "Hey man, your shirt's faded." I'll be like, "No, it's just off black.
It's off black. This is a new color. You know how they have off white? Like it's not quite white. Yeah, this is off black.
Yeah.
Stop making fun
of my shirt.
Nonetheless, we do have a daily gambit for all our gamblers out there that you might be able to participate. I don't know how these bets went, but did I get some bets in yesterday?
Yeah, you were here yesterday, right?
All right. Well, then
yeah, you were there. Yeah, we definitely did.
Let's see how this daily gambit went then.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Just a few things from the chat. Gonzo has
What are you smiling about in the chat?
Gonzo says, if at any time in the future we're lacking dope content, could we do Chris versus the Vans and have Ello with a bucket of baseballs smashing a van? I don't know why you thought about that, Gonzo, but that would be hilarious.
That's a random thought.
Yeah. Also, they said, my shirt's not black. I know. Jacob said...
It's all black. We just went over this.
Elston would be ashamed. Yeah, Craig Elson does take shots at my shirts because I only wear one color, which is fair because it's true.
I don't know if Craig should be shooting shots with the shirts I see that cat on. Don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house. That's all I'm saying.
He has lots of eclectic shirts.
He has an eclectic style of shirts. Let's just say that.
Yes, he has an eclectic style of shirts. But anyway, I'm going with off black, and I'm never wearing this to work again. So that's what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I have another theory. You know, we had a conversation about Major League Baseball opting out of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
I heard another theory today from our man Jesse that I thought was... I don't know why I didn't think of it. It was... pretty, it's like right there.
That's cool because
we'll discuss it a little bit later. I'll discuss it with him
because I dug deep into this ESPN MLB split and I'm curious because anyway, we'll talk about it. Last night, USF Dons minus 15.5 over Pacific. We all chose the Dons. The Dons did win 71-58, but they did not cover. So the Dons let us down 13 points. The Tritons, on the other hand, they were minus 12.5 against Cal Poly. We all chose the Tritons. UCSD did win, and they won by 14. So we get that one, 81-67. Now, the hockey game last night was... Well, it can't be awesome because the... Americans lost the game, but
no, we did lose. But I got this right. I told y'all.
Oh yeah. The bet was over under 5.5 goals total in the game. Chris and I went over. Tony went under, and it was 3-2. So 5, obviously.
Yes.
Awesome game, though. I will say,
great game.
Really disappointed that the U.S. had.
You could tell neither side wanted to lose that game.
Oh yeah.
Like they were playing like.
Yeah.
They were playing like it mattered. That's just the easiest, simple way to say it.
Yes, and when I'm a little disappointed over time, the U.S. seemed to get like 100 shots on goal, and none of them went in. They were making the Canadian goalie was making amazing saves,
save after save,
just amazing. But who was the guy? Oh, it was Connor McDavid who scored the game-winning goal. So
he's the Oiler, right?
Yeah, yeah. Tkachuk was in there. I was proud of myself for knowing Tkachuk. It's all because of Chris. Tkachuk. But
yeah, no, that's a doozy.
We'll talk about the game a little bit in the Big Five because Justin Trudeau tweeted something right after the game that I find interesting. We'll talk about it. Okay. Knicks.
We'll touch on it.
-12 against the Bulls last night. We all chose the Knicks. I should have went with the Bulls like I wanted to. Knicks win 113-111.
I feel like Chris talked us all into the Bulls.
You know, so we can't listen to his stuff. He's always disrespecting the Bulls.
You might have fallen for it. I didn't. I picked the Knicks because I thought they would win by that much, but apparently they didn't.
No, the Bulls are a better team than Chris gives them credit for.
The next team did, though.
Lakers, baby, -1.5 at Portland. You guys chose the Lakers. I chose the Blazers. And I guess I need to start picking opposite of the Lakers from here on out because they win 110-102. Now, this next one, LeBron James, 42.5, over under, points plus rebounds plus assists. You guys went over. I went under. He went over by, he had 52 total. He had 40 points.
40 ball.
8 rebounds, 4 assists. And
you know what? Listen, I have grown over time to be to appreciate LeBron much more than I did when Kobe was still playing. And I tell you what, dude, this dude is 40 years old, mm-hmm. and he, on a consistent basis, is playing harder than anybody else on the court. Like, consistently at 40. That's hard. I don't know that anybody, I've ever seen anybody play at this level. And actually, like, out there competing. Like, it's like he wants to play hard.
J.J. Redick, after the game, had a really good way of putting it. When he basically said, he's a billionaire, and he's out here playing back-to-backs after 20 years in the league. Like, this dude cares a lot. And I will give him credit for that. Because it's easy not to care when you're a billionaire.
what did he say that young people are going to say he's doing? Glazing or something like that along those lines?
I don't know. I hate that word so much. I hate that word so much.
He was funny on that, though.
Yes, he was. I've enjoyed J.J. Redick's press conferences this season.
I like J.J., man. I saw him snap on an official yesterday. It's vicious, too. He's got, like, a real snap to him.
He does.
And I've seen him chew on the players, man. I have really enjoyed. I know Chris didn't like when my man at UCLA did it. And quite frankly, if you look at how he did it versus how Patino and these guys, he was actually much nicer. Like, he wasn't, like, yelling. He was just kind of having a conversation with the media. So, yeah, my kids are delusional. I don't know. You know, they think they're better than they actually are right now.
I think in this day and age. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
They responded. But so did the, I don't know if you saw the clip of Patino, Rick Patino chewing his team out.
Yeah, I did.
They responded. I like that. Sometimes you got to be coached up. That means they can't just tell you it's not all, you know, peaches and rainbows and everybody's, you know, happy. Like, it's not, doesn't always work. Sometimes you got to get it right in the face.
I agree 100% with you. The delusional stuff, I think, was so shocking because we don't talk to people like that anymore or about people like that anymore. and definitely don't. Not publicly, and definitely not about college players.
You can't tell me that when everybody heard it, there was at least everybody who was at least, you know, close to our age was like, hey, yeah, I can see that being true.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and you, we see things the same way, Tony, in that regard, sure.
Yeah, delusional.
All right, South Carolina women last night, they were 41.5 point favorites over the Sauce or Arkansas, and I chose South Carolina. You guys chose the Sauce. South Carolina won, but they only won by 40. 95-55.
Sure.
Needed one more basket to win the bet. That's crazy. That is insanely good on the spread or on the odds makers.
Yeah, these people. I mean, I don't know. I would love to meet one of the, like, odds makers, just, like, randomly. Like, how are you pulling it? Now, probably they got AI doing it now, but I'm just saying before we had AI, somebody was coming up with, or people were coming up with these lines.
They're probably going to tell you, oh, well, we already know the result of each game, so.
Oh, God.
I know where to put the line at. All right, real quick, good college basketball this weekend, Tony. And the first game is number 6, Tennessee, at number 7, Texas A&M. Texas A&M, 2-point favorites in this one.
Who was it, A&M and who?
Tennessee.
Ooh, give me Tennessee.
I'm going to go with Tennessee as well. You're the only 10 I see now that we have to say that every single time. You know, I did make, I never told it because Chris was here.
Was that Ella who brought that one?
Yes, but I never said it because Chris was here and I knew he would never let me forget about it. But I did, like, get dared to do that back in the day at a bar. And it fell as flat as you can imagine. It fell.
You actually did it?
My friend goes,
first of all, how much did you get paid to do that?
I didn't get paid anything.
Oh, it was just like a random,
when I was a drinker, when I was a drinker, if you were to bet me to do something, I would take you up on that bet because I had beer muscles. So I walk up to her and I'm like,
I've never heard that before, beer muscles, huh?
And I said, the 10 I see, you're the only 10 I see line. And she literally laughed and turned around.
like one of these laughs, like, ha! And like turned around,
yeah, like kind of like, I can't believe I actually just heard that.
Oh wow!
But hey, I did it, and it's all
you
good.
Had your beer muscle, so it didn't even matter.
I did. Iowa State number
That's
8.
That's brutal.
You know, it was fun for my friends, okay? Because they never let me forget about it.
What a friend!
All right, next one. Iowa State. 8th ranked team in the country at Houston. 5th ranked team in the country. Houston, a 12.5-point favorite. I'm going to go with Iowa State. Tony?
Yeah, that seems high. I'm going to go with Iowa State, high. Too.
Oh, you went Iowa State. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and you're actually number T, or letter T, not Chris. Kentucky at Alabama. Alabama, 9.5-point favorites, Tony.
I'm going to say Kentucky keeps that under 2.
Kentucky. I'm gonna go Alabama. They've been pretty good lately. Now, this one is kind of interesting. BYU just crushed Kansas. Just crushed them by like 20 or more points. Maybe even 30. But they are playing Arizona in Arizona tonight. And Arizona is a 7.5-point favorite. I'm going to go with BYU coming off of crushing Kansas. What about you, Tony?
Yeah, no, I'm going Arizona. They're going to blow BYU out.
Even though BYU just blew Kansas out?
Kansas is not good.
They're still ranked. Don't tell that to the voters.
I know.
All right. Not good. That's it for the Daily Gambit for today.
All right. Let's get to break. Where you want to go when we come back? Oh, we don't.
We're going to have the Big Five in a little bit. You know what?
How about we talk about Mr. James? LeBron James.
I put it in there. Yes, we could talk about him.
Quinn and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic. 519 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, not here. Matt Scraby is, though. 419 back in San Diego. LeBron James, 40 ball last night in Portland. Second night of a back-to-back. My man put up 40, and he didn't look tired at all.
He didn't. He did not look tired. He's a freak of nature, as we all know.
Yeah, no, he is. AR... Mr. Austin Reeves had himself a nice game as well. After getting ejected the night before and costing us a game, he got ejected, dropped one too many F-bombs for the referee, got the heave-ho, cost us, came back the right way. Portland has been a tough place for the Lakers to play over the last few years.
Even though
last night it wasn't.
I was going to say the Blazers have been really bad, though, for the last few years.
They actually played well the last year or two there, but prior to that, it was a long time since the Lakers had beat one in Portland, but they've been better as of late.
I know I give LeBron a hard time, but last night that showed me that he still cares a little bit, about the game of basketball. Little,
come on. You ain't never been able to say that LeBron doesn't care about basketball.
Well, you might have had the All-Star game.
Yeah, I was about to say, you might have had a beef with how he handled not playing in the All-Star game.
Or the dunk competition his entire career?
Oh, that's everybody. I mean, listen, I would have liked to see him in it. But he ain't the only one that didn't participate. Like, why does it fall on him? There have been plenty of stars, especially that came around the same time. I didn't see them jumping in either. So
fine.
You know, I'm just saying. LeBron, you know, I think you have a legitimate gripe about how he handled the All-Star game. At least not letting them know. And he may have had his reasons for not, for doing it or not doing it or whatnot. But other than that, like, the dude plays hard. Like, he's never questioned him playing hard, never questioned how much he cared about winning. I mean, that's clearly at the top of his list.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the same thing that we usually praise a lot of guys for, you know, I think should go that way as well.
How much longer do you think he can actually do
this? I don't know. The funny thing about Father Time,
it's undefeated.
Besides it being undefeated, because that's not really all that funny. It's kind of cruel that it's undefeated. I think the funny thing about Father Time is it can just show up at your doorstep, like, tomorrow.
Cooper Cup?
Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not saying he's washed.
I know you didn't say
Father,
that.
Father Time, he still was pretty productive in the playoffs, I saw.
Okay, what about Travis Kelce?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to at least be thinking it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could kind of sort of see that he's lost it a little bit.
That's the thing, is Father Time can just show up. Like, I think about Kobe. The thing that made Kobe's easier to swallow was that he had an Achilles injury that kind of, you know, it kind of ran together. So it wasn't like he was healthy one day and all of a sudden he just didn't have it. That's the only thing that scares me about LeBron, is that, like, he's 40 and he's playing at this unbelievable level. But at what does it look like one day he could just show up? That could be like literally Saturday when they play the national team. Like, he could show up and then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the tough part about. And I enjoy watching older athletes have the kind of success that you see LeBron having, you see Tom having. I think that's it's motivating, right? But man, it could just in one day. It happened to Tom, right? I mean, he looked pretty good the year they went to the Super Bowl.
He did.
And then it stopped looking like all of a sudden he starts, man, like, you don't look like he can get the ball there.
Now he's got a noodle arm. Noodle. Right? It's funny. I called him noodle arm like 6 years before he actually retired.
You've kind of seen it in some ways with Russell Wilson, right? Like, it just overnight, it just seemed like he got older.
He did. He doesn't look as quick.
Like, even when he gets off, like, into the, like, he breaks the line and he's off and running, like, the defensive linemen be catching up to him now. Like, they're like snatching him from, like, so it, that's the thing that scares me about it, bro. But last night was fun to watch. He did his thing. He got another, I think he caught another body. For those who don't know what that means, dunked on somebody again.
Caught another body. I like that.
Yeah, that's you know, basketball lingo.
I love it.
But yeah, good night for the Lakers. 40 ball for the old man.
Good for him.
Great beard. Yes.
Good for him.
What was the other thing you had?
Yeah, we were talking, or you were listening to a clip from Digging Deep.
Oh,
Eric
Hosmer's
podcast. You
should play that. I think our listeners would enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm going to get it on the YouTube, because years ago I was on post game for this game.
We probably talked about this game for like 2 days after this happened.
Yeah, because it was so egregious what happened. Doug Eddings is the guy we're talking about here, and here's Eric Hosmer and Will Myers. I'm not sure who the middle guy is. Do you know who he is? I'm sorry.
The middle guy. It's Mike Moustakas.
Mike Moustakas, that's it.
It's all Mike right. Moustakas on Digging. Was it Digging
Deep? Digging Deep. And they're talking about that very game when Doug Eddings.
This is good. This is good behind the scenes stuff here.
It is good behind the scenes stuff. I need to put it up here, and we're ready to go.
Doug Eddings calling three balls that were strikes on you.
Dude, Doug Eddings. I mean, and the thing about Doug Eddings, man, I thought me and him liked each other, bro.
2-2.
You are horrible.
It's a slider down and in. It's just unbelievably bad.
So this game, obviously, we had like 22 missed calls. It was something crazy.
Insane. It was insane.
So Manny just like strolls like it was Manny stroll in between third and home. It gets like 10 feet from home and just goes on one knee and starts.
Calls time. He's like, time.
Unties and ties his shoe and just staring at him the whole time as he's doing it. And we're all just standing there. We're like, damn, Manny, this is a boss move right now.
Yeah, Bill was trying to hurry Weathers up. And Manny's like, no, you're not doing that. Dude, it took like 2 minutes to tie his shoe, bro. It was awesome.
Unbelievable.
It was awesome.
That was awesome.
I thought that was funny. Fun to listen to, because I remember the game. Doug was having one of his typically bad Doug days. This wasn't the same day that he said, that's enough,
no,
Trace.
I believe it is, because I was on the post game for it, and yeah, Jace Tingler was yelling from the dugout. He's like, that's enough out of you, Trace! Let me go look and see if I even have the clip.
Oh man, I thought that was. And by the way, that is a boss move right there. Like, you first of all, Weathers is a young pitcher at the time. This might have been his first full season at the big league level.
This was what, 2021, 2021, I think.
It was somewhere around there, because he had just pitched in the playoffs, the 2020 playoffs the year before. So this is his first time going through the cycle as a big leaguer, and yeah, he's being rushed by Doug Eddings because he's doing that to a rookie dude. He knows it's not going to probably be able to deal with it. And so Manny, fully aware of what's going on, walks down the line, calls timeout, and proceeds to tie his shoe for like 2 minutes. Meanwhile, he's staring right at Doug Eddings the whole time. And it was funny because there was just nothing that Doug could do at that point. Because, I mean, his shoe is untied. He's tying it up. You already gave him the time, right? I mean, yep. I guess he could have tried to force it. At this point, there's no pitch clock. So what was he going to do at that point?
Yeah, nothing.
That's enough, Trace.
Hey, I found it. Whoever was on the board this day, I think it was our guy Thomas from back in the day. Here is
he
that hole.
It?
Yes, and it's still in our system. Here it is.
2-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. 2-2 to Myers as the zone is expanding like a balloon here in the middle innings.
It's only on the left side of the plate.
You can tell from there, we got one warning, no more, Trace.
Somebody has been told to be quiet.
And then he goes on later, he's like, that's enough out of you, Trace!
He called him Trace twice.
That's messed up, man.
Trace Thompson from the Dodgers at the time was playing. I guess that's who he was referring to when he was talking to Jace.
That's maybe an ego blow when you think about it later on down the road that he didn't know the manager's name. You know, Jace Tingler's probably like, come on, man, I'm the manager. You got to know my name.
I literally walk the lineup card out to you every day.
Yeah, thanks for the lineup card, Trace.
All right, let's get to break. Big Five on the other side. More Gwynn and Chris. I mean, like, no kidding. I know I had teased it a little bit about an opinion that, or I should say a thought about ESPN, Major League Baseball opting out, something I didn't think of until Jesse brought it to my attention today. And I promise you, 49 minutes ago, Andrew Merchant kind of is on the same lines. He wrote an opinion piece about it in The Athletic. We'll get into it at 5 o'clock, but you know, for everybody that who participated in that conversation yesterday, and I know there were some thoughts about what Prime can do, I think there's something even probably more telling at stake.
Interesting.
And we'll get into it. We'll get into it at 5 o'clock. We do have a Big Five.
Yes, we do.
Before a Big Five, we've got traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Remember to listen at 5:30 or between 5:30 and 5:35 for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Now, before we get into the Big Five, Tony, there's something that is incredibly controversial in our YouTube chat on a daily basis. Uh-oh. And... Uh-oh. It's nothing bad. It has to do with the break music I put in there. It always elicits many different opinions. And currently, I have an 80s-themed Stranger Things break. Not Nate Taylor says not a fan of this 80s movie collaboration. Are you a fan of the Stranger Things feel, Tony? Have you seen Stranger Things?
I'm not a fan of the show, no.
Okay. So you would be the one on
the... I had a pair of Stranger Things Cortezes, Nike Cortezes that I had that you could, like, kind of rip off the first kind of layer. And
oh, goes into the upside down?
Yeah, I got a pair. It doesn't go upside down, but different.
Well, no, the upside down is in the show.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's the other dimension.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Although they're trying to get to this final season, it's been like 3 years since season four. I can't wait any longer, Stranger Things. Let's go. Nate says, Tony knows what's up. All right, here we go.
Number five.
Just because Tony says it, guys, doesn't mean that he knows what's up. All right, the Red Sox kicked off their season today with a game that is played annually, apparently, between the Red Sox and Northeastern University. Tony, do you find it weird that they play a college team?
No.
Really?
It used to happen all the time. Yeah, it used to happen all the time. I mean, the Padres used to play San Diego State all the time. In 1998, the Yankees played San Diego State at Tony Gwynn Stadium.
Wow.
So, this used to happen a lot.
I didn't know it used to happen a lot.
It used to happen a lot more frequently than it does now. Like, the local college team would face, you know. Because remember, before everybody was like, 15 teams were in Florida,
yeah.
15 teams. You're trying to get games, right?
Yeah,
so,
true.
Yeah, that used to be a thing that happened all the time.
I wonder if teams would ever consistently lose to the college teams. They have to win every time, right? The pros, they're just that much better.
It's baseball, dog. Usually would win, but, you know, every time you see a dude go down for a rehab start and get, you know, slapped all over the place, balls going everywhere.
It's true.
So, you know.
Fine. You're making too much sense right now, and I don't like it. I just think it would be fun if I was Northeastern University. If I was a kid that played for the team, I'm going to play the Red Sox in Little Fenway or whatever it's called.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, why wouldn't you want to, like?
Oh, I would definitely as a Northeastern kid. I'm surprised Rafael Devers didn't say, like, well, I don't play against college kids.
Why would he say that, Scraby?
I don't, because he refuses to move positions. I'm actually on Rafael Devers' side.
So that would make him not want to play?
Yeah, I'm actually on his side, so I'll just drop it right there.
Number four.
M. McKee says, if Tony doesn't know Star Wars, can't expect him to be a fan of Stranger Things. Fair point, M. McKee. Fair point.
Yeah, so that sounds accurate to me.
Yep. The Yankees are going to do away with their no beard policy days after Devin Williams showed up to camp defying the no beard policy with a 5 o'clock shadow. He actually has this in his Yankees pictures. Hal Steinbrenner said he talked to current and former Yankee stars and said it's time to do away with the rule created by his dad, George Steinbrenner, in 1976. Steinbrenner also mentioned they did this so players in free agency wouldn't shy away from signing with the Yankees. I'm up first. I have this question, and I've been thinking all day, and I wanted to change it, but I didn't, so I'll just ask it. What's the next dumb rule in sports they should do away with?
You go first?
You go first. I got nothing. I've been trying
to
think all day.
Before I do that, shout out to Cameron Maybin. I think maybe it might have been last year, might have been 2 years ago. He said this and got, like, just crushed on X. He tweeted it. And here we are, you know, however many years later, or, you know, time later, a little bit of time later, and now they're getting the rules off. So I'm going to say he put that in the air and he got it rolling for those dudes. The next stupid rule. Gosh, there's some stupid rules too. Let me think. I know there's one.
I also remember, you're thinking, Chris also called me crazy when I said that people wouldn't sign with the Yankees because of the beard policy, but Hal Steinbrenner just said.
They have definitely lost out on some free agents in the past because of that stupid rule. Gosh, I can't think of one right now.
I know. I wanted to change it.
I'll get to one. There's some definite dumb ones out there that we just aren't thinking of right now.
Yeah, you know what I'll change is Debo walking out of the 49ers locker room with that stupid boombox. Get that out of here.
You don't have to worry about it anymore because Debo ain't going to be a 49er after this offseason.
That is true. Rob says you can't dunk on the goalpost is stupid.
That is a stupid rule. You know what another stupid rule is? You can't hang on the rim during warm-ups in high school.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid.
That is stupid.
If you're going to be doing it in the game anyway, just let these kids dunk. Now, I guess it could be a rule because you're worried about somebody actually like bringing a backboard down. But unless you got some shacks in the building, let these kids do their thing during warm-ups.
Rod says, allow steroids in baseball. I didn't read that part, actually. And the steroid era player should be considered for Hall of Fame. Change that rule. I agree with that.
It's not a rule to change. Yeah. It's just some people keeping their own rule book to themselves, I guess.
That is true.
Yeah, that's a stupid one.
All right, well, I wish I would have come up with something, but we'll figure it out.
Number three.
Now, the Cincinnati Reds are going to begin their 2025 Cactus League schedule with a pair of split squad games on Saturday. One game at their spring training home in Goodyear against the Guardians and the other against the Brewers in Phoenix. First-year Reds manager Terry Francona said he'll be heading to Phoenix instead of facing off against the team he managed from 2012 to 2023. Francona is going to be managing the other game because he said, quote, these games need to be about the players. It doesn't need to be a hug fest. I want these guys to know how important they are. I'm a bleeping Red, end quote. The more I don't know anything about Terry Francona, but the more I know about him, that is a Terry Francona quote right there.
For sure.
The question is, Tony, do you think not going causes a bigger scene than actually going?
No. Because nobody's doing it. I mean, yes, people will want to see him, obviously. They share a complex. So, you know, there's that. The folks that are Guardian fans, they can go, they can see him pretty easily. Just show up to the field early, go to the red side. He'll be over there. Like, it's not like, it'd be different if it was like regular season and he was skipping out going to Cleveland. That'd be different. This is Goodyear, Arizona. Like, this ain't the same thing. So, yeah, man, I don't blame you. And listen, the other thing is, it's a split. So one of them's going to.
So Terry Francona is going to Phoenix for the other game.
Yeah. By the way, that's not that far. It's just like 15 minutes down the street. If you really, really want to go see him, you can go to the Brewers complex in Maryville and see your guy Francona.
You kind of changed my mind because I think. When I first thought about it, like, all these questions are what would make it a problem. Like, oh, why aren't you going here? Like, people were going to ask why he's not facing off against his former team. Well, but
nobody cares. It's a spring training game.
But didn't you hear the Padres won the World Series today?
Yeah, I know.
In my mind, they did, at least. Terry Francona is going to be interesting this year. I don't know how he's going to do with this Reds team. I mean, I know that he knows what he's doing, but...
They're gonna be better than everybody thinks. Watch.
And Ellie De La Cruz, maybe strike out less than 250 times this year. We'll see.
See if he takes his next step.
Number two.
Back to the Lakers we go.
Back
to the Lakers we go. The Lakers are taking more and more heat for how things went down when they traded for Hornets center Mark Williams. Now, the agency that represents him is fighting back. Jeff Schwartz of Excel Sports Management said, quote, the overwhelming sentiment after conferring with multiple nationally recognized doctors is that the Los Angeles Lakers should not have failed Mark Williams on his physical. Mark was ready and able to play for them and should have been given the opportunity, end quote. I'm up first. Did the Lakers fail him so they could get out of the trade? 1,000%. Once everybody was like, wait, you sent Dalton Connect for Mark Williams? Are you kidding me? And Rob Pelinka got a little bit of buyer's remorse on Mark Williams. He's like, you know what? I know this guy's got a bad back. Fail him. Just like that. He said, fail him. And then they failed
him. Fail him.
And now Mark Williams is back where they hate him, even though they said that they love him, but the announcer did not love him. So, Tony, do you think your team is pulling a fast one on the rest of the league?
No, I do not. I think this is, first of all, I love the way you're phrasing this, that everybody, they're starting to catch, taking more and more heat. They're taking heat from his agent, who, by the way, has to protect the client. Like, if it gets out that his client is damaged goods, it might hurt him down the line. So he's playing damage control right now, and why not take it out on the big, bad Lakers? I mean, we wanted the dude. Luka Doncic himself asked for him. As for him, this type of player. So I don't think he wanted to give him back.
Yeah.
I don't think, and listen, by the way, as much as I like Mr. Westside Connect, because he's back to being Westside Connect too since he's a Laker, buddy.
Lots of things are back to being the way they were.
But he ain't played all that great. So, I mean, this, I'm just keeping it a buck. I think we wanted Mr. Williams. It didn't work out.
All right. I don't know. Shadiness everywhere with the Lakers organization, as always.
I assume that you think that they are completely pulling a fast one?
I think that there is some sort of... Maybe they did find out his back is a little bit worse than they thought. Or maybe...
And so they were like, you know what? Isn't that worth it?
Well, I mean, that voids the trade, right? If
yeah, that's...
I mean...
If the damage... You're sending me damaged goods.
Yeah, you can void the trade.
He go.
I just feel bad
you
for
you.
You
want
Mr.
there
Williams.
To be some shenanigans?
I do. We got no shenanigans today. Where are the shenanigans for me?
We don't need any. Why do there don't need to be any drama all the time, man?
We got a couple seconds I can say with some of these rules that need to be changed. Clay in the South Bay says the unwritten rules are stupid. Very true. Very true. Can't stare down a pitcher.
I think we kind of perpetuate those. In the media. I don't think the people actually playing
care as much.
They deal with it themselves. I don't think they care as much. Like, you stare a dude down who, you know, is throwing 105 and, you know, can punch you out. Like, it's probably not a good idea to be staring him down. Now, if you take him deep and he can't control his emotions and he throws at you, I don't know that that's an unwritten rule. It's just... an idiot that couldn't control his emotions and threw a baseball at you. That's
that was funny. Devin says starting pitcher must go 5 innings to get a win. Is it 5 or 6?
You want to change that?
Yeah, I guess make it less.
They want to change it?
Yeah, make it
Devin
less.
Devin wants to change it?
Yeah, I guess so. Make it less.
Why? So you should get wins for like pitching 3/4 of a game? A quarter of the game?
No. You should pitch the majority of the game to get a win.
That's what to get a win? At least half?
Yeah.
I don't think we should change that one. I disagree with Devin.
The next one, and then we'll go to the final topic. Matthew says, playing your golf ball out of a divot in the fairway. That one is kind of interesting.
I think you should be able to change that one.
You could drive your ball 395 yards down the middle and it lands in a divot.
On the fairway and it's in a divot. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I should be able ridiculous. To move it to the nice green patch of grass here.
Play it as it lies. Play it as it lies. I'm kind of with that one. I think the dress attire needs to be changed.
I like some of these ones that Chad is bringing up. That's kind of sparking my... what's another one that's...
I want golf to be able to change their dress attire. Like, I don't care that they need to wear pants or collar shirts. People lost their mind when Jason Day wore sweats during a practice round. Like, lost their mind.
What if your guy, Rory, came out there with like a Snoop Dogg shirt on.
That'd be awesome.
You want to see him like that? Oh, I could just see a whole bunch of people's heads exploding if he came out.
I could
like that,
too, and then I'm going to be like, man, I really like Rory, but that shirt was just over the top yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly what you would say.
Well, okay, just not as strict, not as stuffy in the PGA Tour.
Yeah, no, I get that.
We can continue with these as we go along. One. All right, kind of sort of serious one, but it has to do with the hockey game from last night. Following Canada's 3-2 overtime win over Team USA in the Four Nations Face-Off Championship, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau posted a celebratory message on social media. It was also a clear reference to the rising political tensions between the two countries, the article said. I didn't write that. He tweeted, quote, I don't want any, and I don't want people to get, because people are going to be like, you know what, there's not rising political tensions between the countries. You don't know what you're talking about.
My man's gravy got out of the way real quick on that one.
We've been doing this way too long, Tony. I know exactly how it goes. People hear what they want to hear.
He barely finished the sentence before. Yeah. I didn't write that.
And this next thing I'm about to read, Justin Trudeau wrote. He wrote, you can't take our country and you can't take our game. Which... it's a pretty strong statement, honestly. Definitely the first part. So, Tony, you're up. How much do you think the political tension increased the popularity of this Four Nations face-off?
I said it the other day. I think it had a lot to do with it, if not everything to do. I mean, the hockey players play hard all the time. I have never watched any hockey match that didn't, where both sides weren't like going as hard as they possibly can. So that's never been an issue with hockey. But you can't deny that, you know, our president lofted the smoke, and it seems like it's being returned. The fire is being returned back now.
Yeah.
It was all good a week ago when USA was beating them down literally. It wasn't just on the ice. They was putting fist to jaw too. And now, looks like the Canucks get the last word on this one.
They do. I asked myself, does Trump care as much as Trudeau cares? And I think the answer is no. I don't think that Trump is I don't think Trump would be as excited to win the thing as Trudeau was excited to win the thing. So maybe it's more of a Canada versus America thing. And please, I am not making any statements about Canadians.
Sounds like you're making a statement about Canadians to me.
I'm going to ask Tony about one player that played for the Padres today that I had not heard of before. And he had a pretty good game. So we'll ask Tony about that on the other side. I'm not going to let Tony know until I ask him on the other side. So good luck, Tony.